The third principle is know where your money is going. Where is your money going? Are you earning anything off of the money that you're keeping? He says the best way to track your money is to get a checkbook and a simple computer program such as Quicken. Well, I don't do that. My husband does that, but I don't do that. I think an inexpensive ledger would be good. And just track your spending. At the end of the month, see, what did I spend my money on? McDonald's 7 times? Is that really where I want to spend my money? Jewelry? Is that really where I wanted to spend my money? I wore that maybe 1 time last quarter. So it will give you a better idea how to spend your money. Sometimes you think that certain things cost only a little bit, but what you find out, it's much more than you thought. There was a woman who wanted to buy a car, the car of her choice, and it would only cost her $4,000 a year more. And she said, yeah, I want to go for it. And Richard Evans said, yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. Well, let me tell you why it's not a good idea. The money you have in savings that's earning 10%, you're going to lose that 10%. You're going to have to pay more gas, more insurance, more car tax. And then how much money would you have to earn actually to net dollars? Because you know the federal government takes money, and you also know that the state takes money. Well, an expenditure that she thought would be $4,000 turned out to be $7,000. And was she ever glad that she didn't do it? Learning where your money is going is the most important step to gaining control of your finances. It is the most important step to gain control of your life.